run over in continuation of Miss Daisy's visit this Wednesday morning, the 5th of May, 1971. Wednesday morning, the 5th of May, 1971. She missed last week. This is after 2 weeks. The visit, Wednesday morning, the 5th of May, 1971. Continuation of it. This is Channel 1, over. Continuation, Channel 1 over, a continuation of Miss Daisy's visit this Wednesday morning, the 5th of May, 1971.
I want me some fish so bad, but I tell my I ain't going out there trying to catch no fish. And my boy, he usually bring me somebody he ain't brought me none a long time. I thought he'd have come down here yesterday, but he didn't. I don't know whether he know the girls here, or whether he's working or what. They didn't come Sunday.
There were places around that Shep fished?
Yes, sir. Now, they told me, we know him on Orange Lake once fishing, and I think he went up to the bridge fishing, but I think his daddy was working back over there. I think Freddie got some back there, so he went over there that day. I think he must have went out with them when they come in to dinner, or that maybe that morning he went out there with them. I don't just really know.
Guess there used to be more places around here to fish.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mrs. Martin, I used to go up to the bridge years ago fishing. I went down there to Orange Lake once or twice fishing. But I stand on the bank. And I never got up on that bridge to fish. I stand on the solid ground and fish. But it's been a long, long time since I've been fishing. I don't go. Never been in a boat in my life, and I don't expect to. If I can't stand on the ground, catch me one, I just do a dive till somebody else catches me and I buy. But my boy, he fishes. He fishes all the time when he ain't working.
They oughtn't to go fishing by themselves.
Who?
Daisy.
No.
Shep or anybody.
He oughtn't. I don't think nobody. There's two things I don't think. I don't think nobody ought to go out there on that lake just one by itself. I don't think they ought to go car ride just one by some kind of long distance, you know, like these here transfer truck drivers. I was talking to a man the other day, he holds boxes from this mill all down south, down there, all down Fulton Marks, and on the other side there. So I asked him, I says, do you go by yourself? He said, yes, ma'am. Said, the company furnishes one driver to the truck. I said, but it ought to be two. If something happened to one, well, maybe the other one wouldn't be all right. And you never know what's going to happen. And just like this girl was up there in Field Stone the other day. She fell dead, right in the stove. Well, I just don't think for all the gold. just by themselves.
No. Oh, too much can happen to them.
Too much can happen to them. And too many things happening all the time.
Miss Daisy, the last time you was up here, you remember what happened?
What?
You had to rush home. You remember that?
Yeah, what I had to go in such hurry for, Miss Mom.
You know. You had something in the oven.
That's right. That's right. And I just thought about, but they was nicely baked.
Was it pretty?
They was nicely baked. They didn't burn.
Yeah. And they was pretty?
Oh, yeah, they was nice, wasn't it?
Oh, beautiful.
How'd it look?
How did it look? It looked good to me and tasted better.
It looked juicy?
Oh, they were. They were juicy.
Yeah. Now, did you have, what did it do? Some people sort of grease them, so they, and
well,
others
took
them.
Well, I tell you what I do with mine. I put them in the pan to thicken, then I sprinkle water on them.
Yeah.
Well, if I look at them and they ain't done, if that water didn't steam them done, I sprinkle a little more on them.
Yeah.
Keep them moist like that. That's the way I do mine.
Sprinkle water on the potatoes?
On the potatoes.
Oh,
yes. Well, now, that way, you've got good juicy potatoes.
That's right. They don't cook out dry.
And don't, yeah. And that old dry peel don't swell up. Like it does or something.
There were three medium-sized potatoes lying in a row.
That's right.
Nice.
I can't get but three. I think I bought three the other day. I think they was 67 cents. They were a little bit larger.
Yeah.
I said, days then I said, that's a plenty, it's too much for my money. Then he loved them. I like them too, but I like baked potatoes most between lunchtime. I like to eat potatoes.
Oh, you know, some people could just live on them. They like them so well.
Uh-huh. He could. But he don't eat much.
He's not eating much?
He's not eating much now. Of course, he eats a good bread.
He looks good.
He looks so much better, don't he?
Oh, he does.
Oh, he looks lots better. But his mind ain't no better.
I thought he was enjoying the company yesterday. He looked like he was.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it last night?
When was it?
With somebody. It was yesterday morning when I brought your cake to
yes.
you. That's when.
Yesterday morning.
And you were visiting a little bit with some of the family.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Must have had went down to Darcy's for something.
Miss Daisy?
Oh, the girl. She was there. That's who it was, my granddaughter.
Somebody said that they had sold a restaurant over there.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear about that?
Yes, sir. Sold all that over there. Rogers Park.
Well, what do you know? You mean it's really so?
I tell you where I got it from. James told me.
Well.
He sold everything but the truck.
Yeah.
And he gave James the truck. Said the folks that bought it, they wanted the truck to go with the other things. said Mr. Rogers to him, no, truck don't go. Truck goes to James. He'd been driving that old truck so long, so I'm going to let him continue to drive. I said he didn't make no mistake when he said he'd been driving it.
Yeah.
Of course, he really drives it. But it said two women spotted. It's going to be in women's care. I don't know, they come from way up young or something.
Well, that's a big undertaking, Miss Day.
Well, I guess they're going to harm some help. I know they're going to do something.
Well, they can't run it without James.
James, he ain't going to promise. He gonna stay there, and he ain't gonna promise he gonna leave. He said he got to see how they act. See how they wanna arrange things. I said, well, you can put your foot on it. They ain't gonna arrange it like Rogers. I said, it's gonna be a different setup from Rogers. He said, I believe it. I said, my goodness, I said, when you got there to Mr. Rogers, I said, you were there. I said, when you left, you had gone. I said, but these folks ain't going to have that kind of mess. I said, you're going to wait.
That's what James is thinking about, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
In a way, you might say, Mr. Rogers run that restaurant for
mm-hmm.
James's benefit,
uh-huh.
for his convenience. But he's done his part, hadn't he, keeping that thing going over there?
Who?
James.
Oh, yes. Yes, he's been faithful. Yes, he told me. I asked him this morning what was. I said, what you doing this morning? Well, I'm going to do something, going somewhere. Took time to go to work. And then I'm going to work.
But he goes lots of places.
Oh, Lord, before he go to work, he done been somewhere. That's the reason I said he sure have drove that truck.
Yeah.
Mr. Royce didn't make no mistake when he said James been driving it.
Guy, you know, we saw those little round things in Bess's fireplace.
Yes.
Round pieces of wood.
Yeah.
Can you put like that in your stove?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, they're nice, aren't they?
They're nice. And it's good wood.
And you don't have to do all that chopping in.
That's right. It's already chopped.
All ready to go.
Some of them, you just have to split them. But lots of them, they'll go in my stove just like this.
Now, where, you know where he gets those?
I think he said get them at the mill up there.
Uh-huh.
In Gainesville, I think. That's where he said.
Way off up there. Faye?
Yeah.
Miss Daisy's been to town again since we saw her.
That's right. You went up to town, yeah, last Tuesday, didn't
last
it? Thursday. Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Last Thursday.
Oh,
Thursday.
That.
Yeah.
There's a big crowd standing in line.
No, it wasn't so many.
Oh.
There, when we been up there. But they were coming.
Yeah.
Did you know, Guy, that you have to buy the stamps?
No, I thought the purpose of them was to give people stamps.
Mm-hmm. You have to buy them. Now I think $31 a month for stamps. And I don't know what James it is.
Oh, each one's different.
Yes. Well, you see, he get more than I do. You see, he buys, I don't know where he bought, $50 worth of stamps or how many. But you see, he got a big fan. He got a fan. And the more stamps he gets, the more money he gets, they just launch him so much a month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't get them, then they think you should. They'll cut you off. You don't get none.
Where do you get them?
You're supposed to get them once a month.
Yeah, whereabouts? Up in Gainesville?
Oh, I couldn't tell where that was. Well, right around there somewhere.
In Gainesville?
In Gainesville, yes, ma'am. But you can spend the stamps anything.
Can you?
But you have to go to town once a month to get
them. Once a month to get them. So tomorrow, me and James, you go back up there for this month. May. We went last Thursday. He went and got his stamps for April. I went to pay for the other half of mine. Mine's just $31, but I can get half of them now, half of them another time. But I got to get them all in the same month.
Oh.
And you got to go up there to get them.
Got to go up there to get them. So I asked him this morning, when was he going? He said, well, we can go Thursday. If there's any time, you get ready. I said, I'm ready. He said, of course, you see, I think he went there yesterday. Because he was telling me about the so crowded yesterday, you couldn't hardly walk.
Oh, really?
Just couldn't hardly walk.
You don't want to be up there on them busy days.
No, sir. No, sir.
Well, that's a lot of trouble.
Yes, sir. But they're good. They need as much. Then you can get anything you eat. But you don't get no soap, no paper, no kind of detergents. You don't get it. You just get what you eat.
Oh.
Tobacco?
No tobacco, no snuff, no. You just get what you eat. You get anything you eat. Up there now, I hear them say some places they give them, you can't buy coffee.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. We can get coffee. Oh, no, get anything you eat. Mm-hmm. Milk, butter, just whatever you eat, that's what you get.
Old Isaiah, he won't need so many stamps now, will he, with that garden?
No, I don't think he gets any stamps. I don't think he do. Bess gets them, but I don't think Isaiah gets them.
No, I was just thinking about he's gonna have some vegetables over there.
And he sure got the way. Tell that grass has come up out there, it's outgrowing the plants.
Granddaddy said he thought he had a weed patch.
Well, you think he can make it?
I hope he will. Look like he trying.
He got plenty of time.
I see.
He gets in early enough.
Oh, yeah. He get in early and he go late.
Yeah.
I hope he has some sweet potatoes.
Well, he got to start them. He ain't started yet.
Oh, hadn't he started the sweet potatoes?
No.
I feel like I ought to go down there and show a little interest in that garden, Faye. Maybe, maybe I might get a sample or two out of that.
I should say.
Come on, the sample from Isaiah?
Yeah.
Look at David.
Are you counting on us a few samples?
She's shaking her head. Miss Daisy's had a busy day yesterday, guy, and days before, too.
Yeah. Have you seen J.R.?
I seen J.R. yesterday evening.
When was that, Faye? You saw him down there. He was all dressed up, or was he dressed up?
No, he came by that night we were talking about Shep.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was last week.
Last week when I saw him.
Friday night.
He's a big
all
boy.
Right. J.R. is all right. He come, let us see him, and he get red, and he don't.
He's a pretty good man, Miss Daisy.
Who, J.R.? Yeah. So far as I know. You know, I don't have much to do with J.R.
He's big. And
yeah, he's a big man. He's strong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He offered Granddaddy a cigarette.
Yeah. I guess he'd give him a cigar. Granddaddy don't smoke cigars, does he?
Well, he'll smoke it if somebody gave him one.
Will he?
He had on a shirt with a bunch of cigars in one pocket and cigarettes in the other.
Who's?
J.R.
Oh.
Well, that was payday.
Oh, must have been payday.
Maybe so. I don't know.
He had him. He had his pocket stuff.
Yeah. He was just offering everybody a cigarette.
Hmm. I didn't see him that day.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you.
Well, we got our stuff ready.
Yeah.
Oh, this Miss Daisy, I certainly enjoyed this little visit.
Imagine this May Day, we're sitting here with a fire on. I tell you, I had unexpected company last night, so I'm going to have to bring your cake down this afternoon when I get back.
Well, okay.
But you, if you have some company, you can use private.
I'll ring.
You.
That ring, I better go back. My granddaughter think I'm gone.
Yes, that's right. I'll run you back down there. And
all right, Mom.
You were on your feet so much yesterday, I bet your knee hurts a little bit.
It do. What was it like this morning?
I noticed you rubbing them, but you don't say anything.
It ain't no knee, Miss Mom.
No, it's not any knee.
Make a song. Over.
Make a song of it.
They all look good.
Well, they're not like...
Now this is Channel 1 over, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy, Wednesday morning, the 5th of May, 1971. The end of the visit with Miss Daisy, this Wednesday, the 5th of May, Wednesday morning, the 5th of May, 1971. Channel 1 over, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy, this 5th of May, the Wednesday morning, the 5th of May, 1971. Now, this is Thursday, and Faith going down. We just got in from town to see if she can get Miss Daisy to come up here to get her cake and report on those huge sacks of groceries she bought in with her first food stamps.
Well, what in the world, Faye?
Well, I thought I was going to went down there to take her a cake. Got there and I didn't even have it.
Let me tell you what I've done today, Miss Daisy.
What you do?
I'm so confounded mad I could just kick something. When I left the bull out this morning and the cow that has trouble with that quarter, they went on down there and stopped. And Faye says, well, they're not interested in going. Well, I didn't pay them any attention. And they were still there just now when we drove in. And what happened was, that second gap down there was closed. And they couldn't get out. So the bull had been up there all day. Oh, I get so confounded. put out.
Yeah, things will happen like that sometimes.
Oh, you did have some sacks this morning, Miss Daisy.
Have some what?
Sacks.
Yeah.
Lord help us.
I told Guy you've been shopping.
Yeah, I did. I had to go today.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been flying.
You know where she was when I got her?
No.
Lying down, resting her knees, her feet.
Yeah. That's what I done when I got supper cooked and everything. I said, well, I'm going to stretch out and rest my legs.
Yeah. I said, I want to hear about them sacks now. What in the world?
Yeah.
Standing in line's what made you tired to get them sacks, isn't it?
What that?
Standing in line.
That's what it was. Had to stand in one place so long. Oh, there's so many folks up there, my goodness. When me and James went before, we were lucky there wasn't nobody there much. But today,
you had to stand in line. Well, now, was that to get to what'd you stand in line for? I never been
to up. Get stamps. To get stamps.
Oh. And it takes a while to do that.
No. When you get a chance, you just walk right around there and there's somebody right there to give them to you. You give them your money and they'll give you the stamp.
Yeah. Well, you got to give them money.
Well, yes, I had to buy them.
You buy the stamps?
Yes.
And then go and then go spend the stamps.
Go spend the stamps.
Yeah.
You buy the stamps, and they're just like money.
Yeah.
You go spend the stamps. Well, when you go to get your groceries, you don't have to pay no more. You just hand them that book, and they get what they need.
Oh, I see. Whatever you buy, they take out for it.
They take it out.
Now, I didn't understand that. It was the way you did.
No, I didn't either.
Mm-hmm. That's the way you get them. Now, my share, I think it's $30 a month. I get $30 worth of stamps a month. Well, if I can't pay for them all, they'll allow me to get half of them. $15.50 worth Well, that was all I had this morning. $15.50. So I got that many stamps.
And you spent them all?
Spent them all. Mm-mm. I didn't spend them all.
Well, it sure looked good, Miss Daisy, from the looks of those sacks I saw.
Yes, sir. Well, you see, I buy some there and I buy some down there.
Yeah.
Because, you see, he fed me when I wasn't getting no stamps. So since I'm getting stamps, I think I should spend some of them there with him.
Oh, so you didn't buy all of your groceries in town?
No, I didn't buy it all in town. I bought what I thought he didn't have.
Yeah.
And then that big store, and I bought what I don't see him with in my grocery line.
Oh, that was in the big store.
So?
That was in the big store?
Yes, a big one, too. A big store.
Well, what did you figure, Miss Day, that he didn't have?
Well, I figured he didn't have beans and he don't have celery.
That's fresh beans.
Uh-huh. Fresh beans.
Yeah.
He don't have okra and things like that.
Or vegetables.
So you see, they had it.
Yeah.
I seed it and I got me some.
Yeah. Well, now that's nice, isn't it?
It's nice.
Yeah. But now you don't have to get your sugar and things like that.
No. Well, I got me some sugar this morning. I got some sugar up there. I got some flour. I didn't get no rice. I got some coffee because I can get it cheaper up there and I can down there.
Oh, it is cheaper?
Yes. So, I ain't got much to get down there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get a little something.
Yeah. While you're in town.
Hmm?
While you're there, you might as well.
Yes, right.
Buy some of the staples.
Then I don't get a chance to go all the time.
Yeah.
You see, I don't know how it's going to be when Mr. Rogers turned the place over. I don't know where James going to have time to fool with any of us or not.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-mm. So, I get what I can. I think he's supposed to turn it over about the 15th of next month.
Yeah.
He's supposed to have it clear.
Oh, just one more.
Rogers.
Just one more month.
Mm-hmm. So I'll have me some things in my house to eat. Before James have to move.
Yeah.
He said he might just stay. But if he stay, I don't believe he'll have the time to spare that he has now for himself. I don't believe he really might.
It's going to be a little different, you think?
Yeah, I believe it's going to be different. I don't believe it's going to be just like this.
Well, James puts in plenty of time over there, Miss Daisy.
Oh, yes, he do. But you know, some folks, Mr. Marr, they want all of your time. They want you there on time, and you leave on time. Well, of course, if you work a few minutes over, well, they don't think nothing about that. They just think you all done it. You didn't get through. Now, there's some folks, now these folks, I don't know nothing about how they going to arrange how them and James is going to manage. Nothing.
Now, 8 hours is all anybody works anymore, Miss Daisy.
Well, it should be. That's a long time. If you wait 8 hours, you can do a lot of work.
James is over there more than 8 hours.
Sometimes you think James Danny ain't.
Oh, I see. He can sort of find a chance to go out on some other little business.
Yeah, he go out. He do other things. Now, he supposed to be there, I think, at 10. Well, when we got back from up yonder, it was 11 o'clock when we got back. But he just tell Mr. Rogers what he was doing and where was that. Well, then they can straighten it right there.
Yeah.
But he can't tell somebody else that. He's supposed to be there at 10. They might be expecting it at 10. So I don't know.
And then if you all go up there and get in a line that's too long,
mm-hmm.
you can't get back at 10.
Get back at 10. That's the way it was this morning. We couldn't get back at 10.
Well, now that's the experience I have. Everywhere I go, it takes longer than I figure.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot longer.
That's right.
Now, that old red car, you see, the starter give out.
Yes.
And Buster come over here last night to get it, and he's going to take it away and put on a starter. Well, it's taking 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to put the starter on, bring it back. He left his truck out there.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't show up.
He ain't come back yet?
He come back yet. But we didn't leave here, Miss Daisy, until 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't here all morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the way...
That's the way things go.
Things go with me. And if I'd been figuring on using that, I'd been the same. Same thing. So... Hey, you all don't forget now. You and Miss Daisy both are going to forget what you come for, if you don't watch out.
No, we won't. I was just sitting here thinking about those two big baskets of groceries that Miss Daisy had. And I'll tell you.
Well, I hadn't seen you bring in any of that size, Faye.
No. I looked at that fresh corn looked so good.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, Fred don't have that.
Yeah.
He has it 2 or 3 weeks during the year.
Well, maybe so. Well, are they going to plant that out there? By Bess's?
I just wondered. Ain't anybody going to plant it? If he's going to plant it.
I don't know.
It's time to plant it if he's going to plant it.
Well, it ought to have been up.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's planted it yet or not.
Well, if they don't plant that, that's going to be so thick, and that old Johnson grass won't be able to walk through there.
Oh, Lord, the cone will have to outgrow the grass before you can find it.
Yeah. It's a race, haven't
it? It looks like the grass got a good jump on the cone.
It has now. Every year over there, Miss Daisy, it's a race between the corn and the Johnson grass, ain't it? I don't hear Miss Bessie talking about that much, but you know she notices.
No, she don't seem to talk about it much. She went for his thrashers with us this morning.
Yeah.
She stayed there and done her shopping until we got back.
Yeah.
Did I ain't seen her since we got back. I don't know how she's feeling. She's feeling all right when she got out the truck, but I don't know how she's feeling now.
Now, did she have some stamps?
I reckon, I don't know.
Well, she had a long wait, Miss Daisy.
She did. She sure did.
Now, do you have to go in and get your stamps yourself? You can't send for them?
Yes, you have to go get them yourself. Now, if you sick or something happened and you ain't able to go, well, now, if you put somebody's name on your ticket and give them that, they can get them for you if you give them your ticket and your money. They can get it. Now, Buddy, he takes care of Adam's stamps and groceries. Because he don't feel like getting up.
He just don't feel like it.
No, sir. I think he stay in bed most of the time. No.
You know what? Did you see Uncle Gil?
He was out there in his garden.
In that cabbage garden, right out there on the highway.
Yeah, he was out there when we went on.
Yeah, I've seen him out there just working away. Miss Daisy, what happened to your grandchild? Is she down at your house?
Yes, she's there now.
Is she?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's going to stay with you?
She stay there every night.
I see.
But during the day, she's round to her aunt's, round to Marcy's house. They're all round. Well, there's a bunch of them round there. So she stay around there till in the afternoon. Then she come home.
I see.
She stay home every night.
Yeah. Well, it'd be nice if she'd just stay a while, wouldn't it? She'd be handy to have around.
Mm-hmm.
But she's going back Saturday.
Saturday.
I see.
See?
I promised Miss Daisy that I'd just come up and get this cake.
I want to see if you get it.
All right, and I got it. And I'll... Have you got something to put it in?
A
cover?
Anything
to cover it up with?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you have?
Well, you know, miss.
See?
You got something to cover things up with, right? Miss Daisy, Faith said that your oven was hard to light.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody can do it.
Mm-mm. Don't nobody fool it but Samuel.
And he knows how.
He can light it, but it takes him a while sometimes. Sometimes he has to strike 3 or 4 matches.
Yeah.
Fool it light. They say I don't fool it because I ain't going to get blowed away.
James can do it?
No.
I thought it was your son. It's Samuel that can
write. Samuel?
Oh.
Mm-mm. I don't have a son here. My son in Kirkwood. And he hardly ever comes to Iveston.
Well,
ain't that
Faye told me it was your boy, and whenever he come by here, he'd light it for you.
Mm-hmm. I got it wrong.
Yeah.
It's my grandson.
Yeah, Samuel.
Samuel. He likes it from me.
Yeah.
I don't hardly ever cook it. My granddaughter, she likes biscuits and butter for breakfast and coffee. Not particular about any meat. No kind. So I have to get up every morning, I make biscuits. And came to Doris and bake them in her,
uh-huh.
Bring them back home and they eat them.
Yeah.
Wow. While your granddaughter's here.
Yeah, while my granddaughter's here. When she get away from here, it won't be much bread cooked.
Yeah. Well, look, Miss Daisy, I don't care whether the biscuits are right fresh cooked or not.
Mm-hmm.
You take a lot of time, you know, you just put them on a skillet there and warm them a little bit. They're mighty good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, I don't make many. And it don't be enough for the next morning.
Oh, you don't?
But I put what the leaves in a plastic bag and put them in the oven if they don't eat them all during the day. Well, I save them there till I get enough with bread, and I make bread pudding out of it.
Oh, and that's good.
That's the way I do it.
You know that?
An old song way.
Miss Daisy, that's the trouble in making a good many at one time. They don't last through the day.
That's right. No, I don't find ways. Yeah, you fix my cake. Let me get back there to that house.
You all make it, friend.
Well, I tell you, and that's some smaller pieces.
Huh?
And I'll just let you. We'll just take this plate along with it.
And I'll bring it back when I think about it.
Well.
And I sure thank you.
I don't know how good it is, but that's one of those lemon ones.
Oh, it's
you
good.
Bite.
It's good.
And you can do with it what you want to.
And I don't want to do nothing with you. Let's go.
It's the end of Miss Daisy's little quick trip. We wanted to see about her bags from the first stamps. And now Miss Bessie on Friday. Friday the 7th of May.
Don't you like it?
Yeah.
Okay. And I got some salad. You like this.
We just got in. Oh, we just sit down and eat a bite. And I stopped down at Leslie's to get some clothes. I just come by there and have them think about it.
Yeah. Why, you look kind of thin.
Do I?
Yeah, you don't look. Flesh you like you've been looking.
Look sort of lank.
I don't know. But you've been through here.
Yeah. I worry, you know, like Miss Liza said.
So you worry. She ought to know.
You know, I do worry, but I didn't realize it till Miss Liza told me.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh. What'd you worry about? Anything.
Anything. Oh, I don't. Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah, you don't have to be serious.
No.
You drink a glass of tea, iced tea?
No, thank you, miss. I got a pitcher full over the box. I don't drink much tea because of the acid.
Uh-huh.
This lettuce look good.
Yeah. Right now,
I don't want no bread now.
You don't want any bread?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with the bread, Miss Bessie?
What's wrong with it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't eat much bread.
I thought you lived on bread.
No. I don't eat that much bread.
Well, you used to.
I used to, but I stopped since the doctor told me not to eat that much bread.
Oh, that's a tumor. You just following the doctor.
Well, here's, you can help yourself to this. I just put a spoonful.
You know where to find that address is?
Yeah. here. I'll write it down for you. For you.
And I'm just going to call him up now. Miss Meyer.
Yeah?
I'm just going to call him up and tell him I won't be until next. When I got to go to the doctor? On the 12th, when is it?
It's on
Wednesday. It's on
Wednesday.
Yeah, I make one trip due now. So.
But he's not open on Wednesday afternoon.
Wednesday, he's closed.
Mm-hmm.
But the girls, some girls are there. The eye doctor's girls are there.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes the place of his girls.
Oh, you don't care whether you see him or not, I see. You don't want to see him.
Well, I want to see the eye doctor too, but I'll see him when I go there.
I see.
But I want to tell him that I'll just make one trip due because I got to go to the doctor in the morning. And then I'll just go on over to his place. Where you get this out of your garden?
Yeah.
There's some garden back there, Miss Beth.
I see. And you got to eat more than you've been eating. Because your face is getting along.
I just sit around a little more.
That don't do no good.
Sitting around, you don't have to eat so much, Miss Bethy.
I know, but that won't do your body no good.
Well, it'll help your spirit.
Some of this. You can't just eat plain lettuce.
No, that won't help your spirit, no. Won't help your body a bit. Yes. I don't think you eat enough.
What do you think you ought to eat?
Well, they should eat a little more than they do.
You know, a fella got to keep healthy, Mr. Bethier. Else he's too much, works a hard ship on everybody else, don't he?
Yeah, but you have to eat to get your body strong.
Well, I'll tell you, I may be a little bony in the face, but I'm pretty good size down in the middle.
Yeah, but that's all right, too, if you don't have your face to get long.
Betty, when did you know that Isaiah was a gardener?
Well, I didn't know he used to work down the winds, and they used to work, he worked down there. I didn't know. He just wants some ground to plant his stuff.
And you let him have a little?
Mm-hmm.
You just told him to go ahead and?
Yeah. He was all of them.
And that's the first you knew that he...
I know he used to work with wind down there in the... where the plant stuff at.
Oh, you mean out on the farm?
Well, on the farm, just raised melons and stuff like that.
Well, that's what they called it.
He just loved to plant that.
Is that right?
Mm, he just loved it.
Well, when did he, when did you find out that he had in mind up here?
Up here? I didn't know it. Doris brought him over there. Doris brought him over there to my house.
Yeah, I know that. But when did he tell you he wanted to do a little gardening?
Oh, this has been about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Just right
mm-hmm.
there. Is that
right? Yeah.
He didn't tell you till he got ready to start gardening.
No. He got amazed by that, didn't
he? Oh, he had.
But I don't care for the amazed.
You don't?
I don't eat them. Sometimes, now and then, I'll eat them.
Well, don't forget me. I love them.
No, I won't forget you. Let's come out your garden.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did he tell you, Miss Betty?
He said he wanted to plant a garden.
Did he tell you how much land he wanted?
About 2 acres.
2 acres?
God,
he got two acres. Is it 2 acres back there?
Yeah, more than two.
Where he got his garden?
He got more than 2 acres.
He has. Oh, gee whiz. I thought he was sickly.
Sickly? He is sickly, but I mean, he got to do something. He ate too well. I told him that university ain't good for him.
No.
See, in that place is cool.
Yeah.
And he stayed with a cold all the time.
Yeah.
You want some milk, Betty?
Yeah.
You want some milk?
No, thank you. Is that clock right?
About.
But when he gets back from work, he can go out there and hoe a little bit.
He hoe every evening, I think. He had Pete growing him helping him, you know, in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
I brought your gardenia over.
You brought it over? Did you dig it up?
Yeah, I just went and pulled it up.
Pulled it up?
And I brought the rose bush.
You think that gardenia will live? I thought I was going to have to dig it up with a lot of dirt to it.
Dig it up?
Mm-hmm, with a lot of dirt around it.
Mm.
You think it'll be all right now? Just put it in the ground?
I'll just dig a hole and put it in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Oh, it's a beauty, Faye.
I know it.
Beauty. You ought to have it right there where you can watch it.
I wish you won't forget it.
I have to water it good.
I don't have to put too much water. Though the ground is damp there. Well, you'd have to put too much water.
Isaiah has to fight those weeds a good bit, doesn't he? Those
fight
weeds.
The weeds. That's right.
Has to hoe it right, Mike.
Huh?
Has to hoe it right, Mike. Well, is Pedro in it with him?
He's happy. No, no, he ain't. He just gets in to help him in the afternoon. But now they don't help him now because the stuff is up out the way.
Mm-hmm. Because what?
Because it's up out the way.
Well. It's up past the grass.
He said he's going to plow it this evening.
Plow it with what?
Tractor.
Did you have a tractor?
Clyde got one.
Well, I figured if I didn't get down there, you'd get those things up here to me. Keep having company in. All these things. It's Daisy went got herself some food stamps.
Mm-hmm,
she said. You had to wait down at Thrasher's?
Huh?
You waited down at Thrasher's?
Hmm.
It takes a long time?
Well, they went about at 10 and they come back about something to 11.
Oh, it wasn't bad.
Hmm.
Thrasher keeps fresh vegetables, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. I got some string beans over there.
Now that's the end of Channel 1 over. The end of Channel 1 over. And a continuation of Miss Bessie's short visit at noon on Friday, the 7th of May, 1971. On part of our big rounds. And this is the end of Channel 1 over and a continuation on the new reel. Not on this reel, but on a new reel. Well, this will be continued on a new reel, Channel 1 right, and this is the end of Channel 1 over and a continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy at Miss Bessie at lunch this Friday, at noon, the 7th of May, 1971.